Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Flow. To struggle is to work too hard at what should come naturally. Let it flow, whatever the situation or whatever the need. You have noticed how frequently the word flow is used in conjunction with your consciousness. Think of and feel the gentle, steady, perfect flow of a stream or river, or even water coming from a tap. It is ceaseless unless you make a special effort to stop it. You can dam up a stream or river, and you can consciously turn the water off at the tap. It is exactly the same with your good. It is always there. It is always flowing to you and through you and with you. And all you need is to accept it, to go with the flow. It is that simple. Simply accept your good and flow with it. Do not ask why. Do not question or ponder. Let the stream of goodness flow naturally through your life and simply accept that it is there, that it is good, and that it is right. Imagine that you live near a river, yet were far enough away from it that you could not see it, and consequently it was not always in your thoughts. Even though you were not consciously aware of the river, it continued to flow, silently and peacefully and steadily, bringing untold quantities of water, in fact, a never-ending supply, and carrying with it those who made the decision to put their crafts into it and trusted it to carry them to their destinations. It is exactly the same, of course, with the flow of divine life. The analogy is nearly precise, with one exception. In the case of the divine flow, it is always in you, and you are always in it. You are never physically removed from it as you were from the river. The separation that you experience is one of consciousness. You make the decision in your conscious mind whether to put yourself into the flow, which means to attune your consciousness with it, to make the commitment to trust it, and to let it carry you to the fulfillment of the divine plan for your life. What does all of this mean for you? It means that you are in control of your own destiny. You can choose to trust what you cannot see, but which you know instinctively is there, and allow the good that is yours to unfold naturally and peacefully and with perfect timing. Or you can attempt to manufacture your good on your own, through your own devices, relying on the thoughts of your conscious mind and the actions of others. Once again, the choice seems so obvious, yet making it is so difficult. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. There is the word flow again. This is one of the most important images for you to visualize as you work to increase and enhance your attunement with me. You can use the image in your mind of any type of flow that appeals to you and is comfortable to you. When you have it, place your being in the midst of the flow and become one with it. Do not see yourself as a cork floating on top of the water, bobbing up and down and being carried to points unknown by the current. Rather, see and feel the essence of your being as one with the essence of the water in the flow. The water represents the stream of blessings that is always flowing to you and through you and with you. The source of those blessings is God, the source of all good. Just as you are an expression of me, so is the stream of blessings an expression of me. And just as you are one with all aspects of my creation, you and the good that is yours are one. So you become a part of the good, part of the flow. you cannot be separated from it like the cork bobbing on top of the water. Your reality and the reality of the flow are one. There is no beginning or ending to the flow, just as there are no boundaries to the goodness in the universe. Time plays no factor here. Putting your being into the flow is a form of affirmation, and it has the same positive effect.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Think of the shortbread, but you're not bought. How many cheeks? Think of the shortbread, but you're not bought. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
eyes of faith. Can you see through the eyes of faith? Are you seeing through the eyes of faith? Valerie Joy reminding us, see through the eyes of faith no matter what. Even if you don't understand what's going on. Even if you can't quite see the transformation. Even if it feels painful, see through the eyes of faith. Valerie Joy, you can find out more about Valerie by going to her website, valeriejoy.com, valeriejoy.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on Life Conversations Radio. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Even if you listen to the show on the archive, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. If you're sharing the show, thank you for listening. If you just stumble upon the show because somebody in the house is listening to it, thank you for listening. Maybe a friend is listening to the show and they say, oh, listen to this. Thank you for listening. That 1 second to devote to having a life conversation with yourself, with the truth of who you are. Thank you, thank you. I am grateful. Did you get a chance to rejuvenate, replenish, even if you went to work? Did you have time to connect with yourself, to go deeper and ask, what is seeking to be birthed? What is my life about? Maybe you're feeling joyful. Did you get to share the joy with other people? Or did you just keep it to yourself? Like, if I share it, I'm going to lose it. Maybe you just thought, this world is coming to an end. There's an earthquake. There's hurricane. There's this. There's bombing. There's famine. There's abuse. There's discrimination. You just mean, what's the point? Well, you made it through. And if you didn't, you better listen to this radio show. Or maybe you're getting in the spiritual realm, you're in tune. And once you make that transition anyway, you hear everything. You become fully embodying all that's going on simultaneously. That's the journey on this planet. The journey on this planet is to remember that while we're in this body, we become aware to everything. We become aware of everything. We recognize that our five senses doesn't always give us the bigger picture. So we look with the eyes of faith. We look with insight so we can see the wisdom in what is happening and what's showing up. You know, there's a saying, every man think his burden is the heaviest. And it's so simply true. We all think, oh, mine is worse than yours, and no, you don't know what. Oh, yeah, I hear that, but wait till you hear my story. It doesn't matter how heavy your burden is. As a matter of fact, the heavier your burden, that's an indicator that you are a strong spiritual warrior. But it's important to have community, people to hold on to, so sometimes you don't get drowned in your own strength. Yes, I love it. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The topic today is simply what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You know, we've heard it. I haven't met anybody that's never heard it. And if you've never heard it before, when you hear it, it speaks for itself. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Just ponder on that right now. Think of things that has happened to you that you didn't know how you were going to make it through. It was so painful, you wanted to die. Like if you had a button to push, you said, let me out. I can't take this anymore. You say, stop the bus, I want to get off this thing called life. But you're still here today. Maybe you're in that place right now where you're saying, I can't take this no more. I can't take it. I can't do it. I don't have the strength. I surrender. I give up. You know? As painful as it feels, as dark as it looks, understand that something wonderful is seeking to be birthed through you. Something wonderful, if you can only take a breath. And not, I'm not talking about pretending you're not feeling the pain. I'm actually saying acknowledge the pain. See it for what it is. Be clear that I can't do this by myself. And then allow life, allow love, allow God, allow spirit, the universe, Allah, Buddha, whatever name you want to call it. Allow the Christ consciousness within you, that inner light, to shine the light on this dark place that you're in. That's what life is about. We're here to develop our spiritual muscles. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. In the meantime, we want to share some upcoming shows. And if you listen for the first time, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions. We might even take your thoughts. We may even listen to your sharing. We may just meditate together on the phone and just be still. Who knows? 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We got people on Skype. We're going to come to you. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8. The number is 347-426-3346. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I think I want to take a call before... let's lay a foundation first before I take this call. Let's lay a foundation. And while I'm putting the foundation down, getting everybody all comfortable to the spiritual party that we're creating together, let me tell some folks about what's going on here. So they better come and listen. Send out an invitation. And speaking of an invitation, we invite you, all of you, right now, regardless if you're listening live on the archive, to share the show with your friends, your family, your neighbors, your lovers, your haters, your pets. Share with the whole world. Share it with aliens, non-physical beings. Tell them, y'all need to listen to Life Conversation. LifeConversationsRadio.com. They say, why? Say, just listen. You'll find out why. And we also invite you to follow the show, follow the program, like the pages. All like. When you look at the homepage, you see, click like here, tweet the show, share it. All those good things. Thank you. And those of you that are consistently doing that, we really appreciate you. Because together we make a difference. We're all in this. It's a group party, you know. And, you know, here at Life Conversations Radio, it's about holding up the light of truth. That no matter what is going on, even if you've lost your house this weekend, even if a family member died through the hurricane or just natural transition or because of a disease, that all is truly well right here, right now. So the whole thing that's going on in this world, the discrimination, the hate, the judgment, the criticism, the pain, where people are not making apologies, when it seems like the whole world is against you, there's a reason for it. And if you allow it, if you embrace it, if you're willing to look at it, it will make you stronger. Do you think that the great teachers that have walked on this planet, Jesus, Buddha, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., all the people that have transcended into the other part, to the other realm, and those that are walking this planet right now, the Oprahs, the Michael Beckwiths, just think about it, name them, Wayne Dyer, Yael Van Zandt, Les Brown, people that inspire you, Marianne Williamson, do you think they didn't walk through the valley of shadow of death? Do you think they didn't try and run back and say, I can't do this? You know, we live in a society where, you know, Christianity has a strong hold, and I don't say that as a judgment, just as an observation. And there's this story about Jesus and how great Jesus is, and Jesus died for our sins. That's a whole different conversation that I'm not going to touch, because if I go there, I'm going to go there. But anyway, even Jesus said, oh, God, oh, Lord, I'm about to be crucified. Please move this cup from me. Oh, no, don't let them do this. And Jesus snapped back into his Christ consciousness. Into his spiritual identity and said, wait a minute. That will be done. I was tripping for a minute. I got fearful for a minute, but I remember who I am. That's the Father within. The power within does the work. I release and let go. I surrender. So boy, if you're trying to be like Jesus, you better let go. You better surrender. You better let it be. Maybe people will start a religion after you. That's all it is. That's all religion is. Somebody who walked this planet, committed to learning the truth, understanding himself, herself, and their stories were kept alive, people gathered around, and before you know it, bam, there's a religion. So much so that when these people come back, if they come back and they look at this, what's going on, it's like, oh, what's a Christian religion? What's a Muslim religion? What's a Buddhism? What's that? Hare Krishna, what's that? Oh, what? And I always tell you, religion is the study of love. So no matter what the religion looks like, we're all learning to study love. And spirituality, when you recognize your spiritual nature, your spiritual identity, when you know that the things that doesn't kill you makes you stronger, you remember that, yes, spirituality is the expression of love. Expression of love. You want to express love? Well, you got to be love. How do you be love? You release everything that is unlike love. As a matter of fact, everything is love. So if anything feels like it's not love, if anything looks like it's not love, you as love get to embrace that thing or that person with love. And your love dissolves the illusion. Your love becomes the light in dark places. Your love becomes the transformer. Your love becomes the light. Your love becomes the healer that heals pain, discontentment, disharmony, broken heart. Your love holds people and say, it's okay. You're angry, you're mad, you're frustrated, you're depressed. You want to give up right now, but it's okay. It's okay. And how do you know it's okay? When they say to you, how do you know? You look at them in the eye and say, I know because I've been there. I've been through it. And I wanted to give up. I was screaming and shouting and saying, God, take me now. I contemplated suicide. I was mad. I wanted revenge. I said, no, they're not going to get away with that. And then I got in touch with this pain. And that pain spoke to me. That pain said, you're much more than this. You're much more than this. And in that place, I recognized that there is more to life. You're listening to Conversations with, no, as Life Coach. you listen to Life Conversations Radio. See, when I get out of my mind and I try and come back into my mind just does all kind of crazy stuff. Tamara is sharing in the chat room. She said, Reverend Michael says, pain in life is unavoidable, but suffering is. That suffering is unavoidable. Indeed. You choose if you want to suffer. pain as a natural indicator that, whoops, pay attention, something's about to be birthed. Now you can suffer and think, why me? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. You know, we have this opportunity to move through life as a victim. Or move through life understanding, knowing that life is for you, not against you. There's something about moving through life when you're moving and walking through life as a victim. You act as if everybody is against you, or most people are against you. You have to be on guard. You're defensive. Sometimes you're being defensive about something. You snap before the person can even finish what they're saying, and then you realize, oh, shoot. Oh, my bad. I thought you said. You catch yourself. You realize that, wait a minute. Well, what's that really about? Or you can be moving through life recognizing that life is for you. Now, it's not like there are people who are moving through life as a victim, and then there's this group of people who are moving through life as if they're victors and winners. And all of this live in us. There are times when you live life as if you're a victim. There are times when you live and move through life, remembering that the victory is already here. So the whole idea of this thing called life is to know that even while you are moving through life as a victim, all is well. If you're moving through life as the most powerful person in the whole world, to know that all is well. When you get to see the dark side of light of life and the light side of life as the same, you remember. You hold on to the affirmation that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's all about a spiritual gym. You signed up for this spiritual gym. You signed up when you said, I want to transcend and move into this realm called Earth, this physical realm. Because I know there are perfect scenarios that's going to help me develop my spiritual muscles. Out here in the spiritual realm, oh, we're just floating from here to there. We have the answers to every and anything. As a matter of fact, it's boring. I mean, you think a thought and it's there. But in the physical plane, we're going to go there and play hide and seek. Going to hide from my true self and see if I can seek myself. And, I was listening to the interview I did with Reverend Deborah 2 weeks ago. She was saying, you know, when we seek something, the true meaning, the real meaning of it is when you embody something. It's not going to find us if you don't have it. Seek means to recognize the truth now and embody it. So when we come to this planet to play hide and seek, we're hiding from ourselves, and in that hiding place, we seek ourselves. We become saying, wait a minute, I can never hide from myself. I am so much more. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Sister, serious, it's nice to see you here. Seriously, it is. Peace and blessings and welcome. And Tamara, yes, I knew what you meant. The pain is unavoidable and suffering isn't. And you can still put it the way you have in the chat room. Pain is unavoidable. And suffering is. You can avoid suffering. You get to choose. I'm making a choice right now to take a break. 347-426-3346 is the number. And let me tell you, folks, when you release it go, you just allow the thoughts to flow. Brace yourself for more transformation. We're seeing it, we're feeling it, we're hearing it, and all it is, everything that is going on right now, is simply reminding us, assisting us, supporting us to let go of all the habits, ideas, concepts, all the energies that are not serving us anymore. Can you handle it? No, you can't. So you better let it go.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace. The only reason some still be packing heat, because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. If something happened, man, we stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all hurricanes, tsunamis, wars and famines, between religions, misunderstandings, many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation, and I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration, everybody, unification. A change is moving across the nation, yeah. We choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality, yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take our space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we're giving. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me.
The bomb that will set you free.
what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. When you be the change you want to see, the world needs you to be yourself. The pain, all that you're feeling is only simply, it's an opportunity, it's a gift that's putting pressure on you to push out your inner splendor. And all you got to do, which is a lifetime experiment, all you got to do is be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me. Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Even drugs and alcohol is a blessing when you choose to see it through the eyes of faith. When you listen to people with the ears of compassion, people who are having that experience, you know, they're crying out. That there's so much pain and they don't know. They're seeking the answer. They want to be strong, but the pain is too much, so they're trying to drown it out. They're trying to numb themselves to this thing called life. But you say, I love you. I'm here for you. I'm going to help you be the change you want to see. You think alcohol and drugs are going to help you, but oh, there's another kind of drug. It's called a natural high. It's called passion. It's called living on purpose. Oh, my God, you stay high no matter what. Even while you're in pain, you're just, people are like, "Ain't you in pain?" It's like, "Yes, but honey, oh, life is good." You know? You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The song we played just before the break is Gina Renee featuring Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. If you want to find out more about Gina, you can go to Facebook. Gina Renee is her name. You can find it there. Reverend Michael Beckwith, you know where to find him. AgapeLife.com. AgapeLive.com. What's going on in your world? How are you handling the spiritual gym? Here's the thing. Let's turn this up a little bit. Let's take it up a nudge. Let's take it up a nudge. Okay, well, how about nudging up? Never mind. Don't even think about what you're saying. Well, sometimes you need to think about what you're saying. Let's take it out. Let's take it up. Yeah, I guess a nudge works. But I feel like there's another word. Let's take it to the next level. How about that? Yeah, that's, I don't know. But anyway, brace yourself. Woo. Don't hold me responsible for this. Only hold me responsible for being the downloader of this truth. And it's real. If you think, if you believe, if you see God as something outside of you, that he can stop all the pain that you're going through and growing through right now, then you will never really understand what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, because you will be inclined to believe that God is doing it to you. Just let that settle for a minute. Because I'm sure I ruffled some feathers. Well, I didn't. I just downloaded. Yes, I did. I ruffled some feathers. Let's just ruffle it all up. If you believe that he, whoever your he is, whatever name you associate with the he, that is in control of all of life, that took your mother, took your father, took your child, that could have stopped your parent from dying, but he didn't. He didn't listen to your prayer. I tell you, it's gonna be life is gonna be a lot tougher. God, God does not need to cause disease, pain, illness for God to be God. God ain't trying to do nothing. God is. And you are the expression, you are the expression of that isness that God is. What am I talking about here? What is life coach are they talking about here? The challenges that we go through and grow through, be it personal or natural disaster, God ain't mad, angry, trying to punish anybody, trying to punish America, trying to punish the Western world. No. It's a natural occurrence of things. It's the energy replenishing itself through you, as you, and in the world. Life, God as you, God, this energy, this life force, is always seeking balance. So where there's imbalance, you might feel shaken up, that's better, shaken up. It's like, ooh, sometimes your ground is shaken. Sometimes your organs are shaken and it feels so painful. Sometimes your relationship is been shaken and you're like, oh, why does this always happen to me? And the God as you is saying, I am more than this. So it's funny because I was sharing with some of my friends yesterday. I didn't grow up with the idea. Well, how do I put it? Religion is a big thing in America, particularly Christianity. You know, if you don't know better, there's a tendency to think Christianity is the only religion. And Christianity has set some people free. Or let me put it this way. The teaching of Jesus Christ has been used to set people. Well, actually, I don't know. I wouldn't even say the teaching of Jesus Christ. Because if you teach the teaching of Jesus Christ, it can't help but set you free. But the idea of this, what do I call it? This idea called Christianity has been used to set people free or keep people in bondage. So I was sharing with someone yesterday that I didn't grow up with that. My mom is a Christian, my dad is a Muslim. So I grew up in Nigeria. I didn't go to a mosque. I've been to a mosque, but it wasn't something I did every Friday or every day or church I went to, but it wasn't part of my life. It was just my mom prays in the morning, reads the Bible. My dad back then used to do the prayers of five. Well, he didn't even do this five prayers a day. But during the Ramadan season, yeah, we did the fast 30 days. Oh my God, it's time to break the fast by 5:30. We used to break the fast at 7 o'clock, but by 5:30, I can't barely walk. And I'm like, oh, I gotta eat. But anyway. So the idea of when people are shocked that somebody who is a Christian drinks alcohol, it's foreign to me. It's like, what are they tripping about? But then I have to understand the story. It's like, okay, I understand. So because I didn't grow up with that, I don't have that maybe judgment, if you will. Or I don't even want to call it judgment. I say other people do and I don't. I don't have those ideas. There's some things I don't quite get until I get it. But the truth is, everything that is happening now, we see the shift, we see the change, is causing us to know and remember that we are one with God. That we are one with God. And the experiences that we go through and growing through, a gift and waits to help us tap into that Godness that is us. And you get in touch with that strength by being still, by letting go, by surrendering, by giving up the fight, by giving up the fight. by giving up the attachment to personality. This is who I am. They better not with me. Nobody does that and get away. Well, true. That's a true statement. Nobody hurts another human being and gets away with it. That's really true. But it's not for you to do. Because every moment we are all creating our reality. And the energy that you give out comes back to you. The energy that you put out comes back to you. You cannot judge somebody without becoming the judged one. You become that that you judge. You become that that you blame. You become that that you criticize. You become that that you praise. You become that that you're grateful for. You become that that you love. So in that stillness, in that space of going within and saying, this is painful. I don't know if I can make it. God, I surrender it all to you. You tap into something so strong, so powerful. But you've got to be willing. You got to be willing to be willing. You can't be afraid to feel the pain. You got to call it what it is. And then you see the truth. It's like forgiveness. Forgiveness actually helps you to be stronger. To forgive, you've got to know compassion. To know compassion, you've got to understand. To understand means you've been there. Have you ever got in touch with so much pain, so much hate, so much rage that you scared your own self? So when you looked at somebody who abused a child, another woman, another boy, when you look at somebody that took another life, that brought darkness on a family, because of something so stupid, because of drugs or money or disagreement or because of a woman or because of a man, because of a relationship. When you look at somebody who took so many lives because, you know, their life was crumbling and they want to take the whole world with them, for you to forgive, sometimes you got to get in touch with the pain and the rage that that person felt. Sometimes you're never going to understand. But when you understand that maybe you will never understand, then you have a better understanding. You cannot forgive until you know compassion. And compassion comes from understanding. So let's take it to self for a minute. What is it that you're dealing with? Low self-esteem. Maybe you're the people pleaser. Maybe you can't seem to have the money that you need. Maybe you can't seem to correct the course of your life. Maybe you feel tossed in the wind right now. Maybe everybody around you is living life as is golden, and somehow yours looks like as a piece of coal that is put under pressure, but you don't have the patience to wait for it to be a diamond. If you're willing to let go of your own interpretation of your situation right now, you can get in touch with being compassionate with yourself. There you will see the eyes of God. There you will meet God. There you will know all is truly well, right where you are. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Blueberry Yum Yum said, religion, how predictable. I don't know what you're talking about. Can you predict the unpredictable? Because I don't know what you're talking about. And so I'm asking you, ask Blueberry. Is that Blueberry? Blueberry, yeah, yumyum.com. In the chat room, someone using that username. Bring your predictions, 347-426-3346. This is the house of love. Life is good, it's getting better, you know. Mary said, it's the God in me. When you recognize the God in you that does work, people look at you and have whatever they want to have, but you know that it's the God in you that is doing the work. But to if you don't know that's the God in you that's doing the work, or to get to a place where you can say it's the God in me, you got to do the work. You got to be still. You got to get to a place where you can feel the presence of God, where you can hear the presence of God, where you can touch the presence of God. Oh my God, when you can smell the presence of God, when you can taste it, that, ooh, you just feel the presence of God. Presence, not absence. Presence, the God present right here. And when you get still, you get present, you become present to the presence of God as you. God is everything all around you. And it doesn't have to be a far out idea, thinking, what, I want to get there, I want to know that, I want to feel that. But it's simple. We make it complicated when we start thinking about it intellectually. Anytime you define love, anytime you define God, you limit it. Period. That's simple. It's beyond words. But just to give you a glimpse of what the presence of God feels like. Now, I'll come to Tamara in a minute. To just give you a glimpse of what the presence of God feels like. Take this moment to just close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, keep it wide open. just open your inner eyes. Think back. Imagine either the first time you fell in love, or maybe you fall in love all over again. I'm not caught up with falling in love and staying in love. We ain't even going there. Think of the time, the first time you fell in love. You can call it your high school crush. That feeling. Maybe you feel it now with your partner, with your wife, with your husband, with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend. That feeling that when you think about your partner, to put a smile on your face. And there is no lack in God. So those of you say, well, I don't have a partner, so I don't know what you're talking about. Wait a minute. You got to have one person in your life that loves you unconditionally or have loved you unconditionally. It could be your mother, your father, your grandparent, your aunt, your uncle, your coworker, somebody who loves you. And you know you can let all your stuff, all your hang out. And they hold you. And when you think about them, you know that they love you unconditionally. Now, let's take it one step further. Now, for those of you who are sensitive, you may want to turn your volume down because I'm going to go there. I'm not going to block the flow. You know, for us men, we don't always get it as good as females. But you know where I'm going here. Think of that feeling. When you have that orgasmic feeling and nothing matters, you are out of this world. That's a taste of God, a taste. That place where you feel when somebody They love you unconditionally. You fall in love. You come together, exchanging what Reverend Michael calls sacred energy exchange. When you are making love and you feel like your heart is going to explode, that's the presence of God. But because we're in this physical body, there's only so much we can take in this physical body. But when we allow ourselves to transcend and we totally surrender, release, and let go, we allow ourselves to step out of the physical reality through our mind, we feel something so blissful, a presence so strong that there are no words. You might tear up. You get so full. You look at somebody, you want to talk, and you can't find the words. That's the presence of God. You see, when you watch people, there's a video that was flying around many years, and it still does, this guy that have no legs and no arms. You can't watch that without being touched. There's a video I posted on Facebook a few days ago, and this woman, this young lady dancing, and she had one leg. And if you didn't look properly, you won't see it. And she's dancing with one leg as if she had two. She was doing things with her body. Then I'm like, girl, you got it going on. The presence of God is not limited to limbs. The present power of God is not limited to your physical body. The question is, are you going to allow it? It's 1:11 right now, 11 minutes after 1 o'clock. Love it. It's the perfect moment where we're being reminded we are one with the one. 1:11, depending on where you are, it'll be something else 11. But you're going to come over. You're going to remember that you're always with the one. 1:11, 11:11, 1:11, whatever it is. 347-426-3346. Let's take a call. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And I might have a something. Well, I don't know. I might get to it. Depends on what the time. It's like stuck on 111. I love it. Ooh, the angels are talking. Skype or private number?
Hello?
Hello. How are you doing?
Well, hi. I just want to thank you for this forum. I really sense your energy and your enthusiasm, and I very much appreciate it. I'm calling out of New York City. My name's Salahuddin. My first time listening to you, hopefully not the last. And I just want to say, you said something. I actually had called another show, which lasted 3 hours yesterday, and you spoke about, like, the ineffable nature of our experience with God. We can't really fully engage or experience God just with our thoughts, and we had a discussion. It was like a panel discussion, and initially the person that I was talking to, the host of the show, I could sense that he was seeking to, as they say in the Christian Bible, seeking to decrease so that I could increase. It seems like a lot of us, we become very egocentric, which is easing, you know, the acronym ego. Easing God out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were having this discussion, and there were people who had a lot of data, information about God, about Scripture, but interpersonally, I sensed that it was more ego, and we were actually agreeing in terms of what we were saying, but because of the ego, they couldn't see that. They were so intent on competing that they could not see that we were basically saying the same thing. And I was trying to. I wasn't saying very much. At some point in the beginning, So I mean, for me, I tried that principle that Jesus stated is to decrease so that others can increase. But sometimes when I sense that they're ego-centered, usually you can tell if you're sharing with somebody and they're gainsaying. They're constantly contradicting you. They're seeking to either establish their authority. You know, Jesus said, you know, there's, you know, God is not a respecter of persons, and there's another statement, there are no big I's and little U's. So I perceive, you know, as you said, spirituality as being more
I think God is calling you.
I put him on hold, you know. But he understands because he's big enough. And, you know, he says sometimes, you know, I do listen to other people. Sometimes some people need to be heard and validated. You know, sometimes we feel lonely and ignored and not a part of the larger scheme. And for me, spirituality really is about connecting. As you said, like religion. I was talking to some of the people last night, and they were promoting like an individualistic, and they wanted to do away with religion. And I was like, gee, you know, we can have our individual experience with God, but it's that unifying principle of God that we find in scriptures or whatever religion that you're practicing that brings us together. Because if we just try to intuit God on our own and don't have some kind of guidelines, or as you said, you spoke of the motivational speakers like Les Brown, and you know, I don't know if you mentioned Og Mandino and some of the others, but if we don't have a unifying principle, then, for example, I mean, if every belief system or every individual perception of God, I mean, Mormons, you know, believe that, you know, being a sign of being white is a sign of being closer to God than non-white people. So, I mean, is that acceptable? I mean, does everybody's subjective experience, is it valid? And in the spiritual realm, no, it isn't. Even Jesus, when he was in the temple, the moneylenders, and he was, you know, angry. So, of course, we have love, but there's also a righteousness. It's not unspiritual to have anger and to act on it, depending on the motivation, if it's done in a godly way. So, you know, spirituality encompasses, I think, a lot. It really is about connecting. You know, and sometimes I think we need to define the terms. It's about connecting with other people towards, I guess the Buddhists would say, towards the Godhead. And I think you've been saying very clearly with most of your dialogue and your show today, it's about becoming undifferentiated, like the becoming one with the universe, that one with others, that really there really is no difference. And again, it's repeated, and that's the refrain. The ego is what is separating us. And in order for us to really get together, we focus on God, and we need to decrease in ego.
Right, and you know, because the truth is, truth needs no defense. Truth needs no defense. When you start defending your truth, maybe you don't know your truth.
Mm.
Because God is God, no matter how we define it, describe it, pontificate about it, pull up sacred books. God is God, and God is so much more than what we can think about. We don't even have enough brain cells to define what God is. As a matter of fact, I am God, you are God. We are all an expression of this Godness. So what are we defending? We're defending against ourselves. It's okay, people. Religion is the study of love. Spirituality is the expression of love. And when you express love, everybody's free to be who they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Salahuddin, my brother, thank you. Thank you so much for your contribution. And
thank
sending you love. Continue to be the light.
Thank you.
Ah, life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Let's go to Joyful Tamara Joy.
Good morning or afternoon.
Good morning.
Or
good
whatever.
Morning. Yes,
how
indeed.
Are
good
you?
You. I'm wonderful.
Good. So I like the show, and I'm kind of sitting with, as you're speaking, what is a tragedy, and what do we call a tragedy? And the closest I came in my life was when I was 5 months pregnant. My husband got a life-threatening illness and was in the hospital, in and out of the hospital, and everything, all the traditional treatments were not working. And there was one day I went up to the doctor in the hospital, and I said, you know, Dr. Pfister, I'm really scared. And he looked me back in the eyes, and he said, so am I. And at the time, I was an atheist, so I had nothing else to draw on or look to for strength. I was looking to the doctor. Well, my husband's still here. They did experimental treatments. He got well. He had a relapse when our daughter was like 6 months old. It was, you know, but when I look back, I was terrified. Oh. And, but in looking back at everything that happened, and now knowing that he got well, there was no tragedy. There was no tragedy. But to me, so I go through my days now having come that close to a tragedy and remind myself, no matter what the stress I'm going through is, your husband's here, your daughter's here, your mom's still healthy, and kind of use that to put everything else in a perspective.
Right, right.
And be grateful. Right. So I think, you know, I know people who've been through really severe tragedies in terms of deaths in their family and so on. To me, that's a tragedy when you lose a child or a husband or a wife. But I don't think too many things fall in the category. I guess that's, you know, and I got to revisit that listening to you, that as horrendous as that period of my life was, I can now just say, wow, that was intense, but it was not a tragedy.
Right. But did you feel it wasn't a tragedy when you were going through it?
It felt like we were on the verge of a tragedy.
Okay.
In other words, if he had died, or if he had been disabled or been that chronically ill the rest of his life, it felt like a crisis, I guess I'd say. A
right,
very,
right.
very, very severe crisis. It was
right.
very, very rough. Probably
right,
the roughest
right.
6 months of my life.
I hear you. I hear you. I mean, it's kind of like what Salahuddin said, you know, this whole thing about words. And that's, you know, we've got to sometime learn to just be still, because someone can call a broken relationship a tragedy or a traumatic experience or a dark time of my life, a hard time, pain, discontent, whatever we call it. But really, when we say tragedy, when I say, I'm not just talking about, you know, how whatever the definition of that is in the Bible.
Okay.
The moments when you felt like, I don't know if I can do this, when the doctor you were relying on looked at you and said, I'm scared too. In that moment.
That was a tragedy then in that, yes, in that definition, it was a gigantic tragedy.
Right.
And I was in total fear and total grief the whole second half of my pregnancy. And, you know, I'm reading all these books going, you have to be in joy and happy while because your baby feels it in the womb. And I was not, I had no way to deal with it. I mean, I dealt with it, but I had, the emotions were beyond.
It, yeah, exactly, beyond the beyond. You know,
yeah.
Even when the doctor said to you, and I was going to say, that you were looking to him, and he said, I am scared. In that moment, I call that a holy moment, where the two of you, who he was concerned for the health of your husband, you love your husband, you were concerned, and both of you said, we are scared. In that moment, there was a divine agreement, there was a healing that took place, and you guys spoke the truth to what was happening. I believe, I feel that in that moment, you allowed yourself to open to so much more, because sometimes we don't want to call it some, well, all is good, life is good, life is always good. But until you name what you're going through and know that it doesn't define you, sometimes you don't allow the healing. When you said, I am scared, and the doctor said, I am scared, I believe that's a moment of surrender. That instead of doctor saying, well, I'm the doctor, I'm supposed to have the answer. But this man, you were looking to a woman, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but said, I am afraid, I'm scared. In that moment, we allow so much more to rush through. And the topic today, the conversation today is, you know, if it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. And if it does kill you, you just go back to the spiritual realm. But, but there's so many things that's happening right now that some people don't even know if they can make it, if they can survive.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So those
and that's how I felt. I had no sense of God. I had no idea where to turn for comfort. I felt
that's
like there was no comfort.
That's right. And look, check this out. There are people who even have a sense of God and going through a challenge right now, and they don't even know if they can talk to God or turn to God or ask God for help, because they might even believe God is punishing them. So this
right.
show, this conversation is a reminder that right now you may be in joy, in peace. You may feel grounded. You may know the spiritual principles. You may be able to break out life metaphysically. But there will come a time where you can't even think about who you are or think of your name. But
yep.
trustfully, this conversation would plant a seed in your consciousness that when we let go, when you surrender, when you say, I can't do it, something inside of you picks you up. That's what it is. And, you know, your story, what you share, some people are living it right now.
Yes.
So thank you for being transparent. Thank you for your story. Thank you for your conversation. And thank you for always bringing joy.
Thanks, sweetheart. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Ask Life Coach Ade is getting ready to be released into the ethers to continue to do the transforming work that it's intended to do. I thank all of you in the chat room. Kamau, Emmy is in the chat room. Sister Series is in the chat room. Thank you all. Thank you for your consciousness. Thank you for your light. And Kamau, yes, we got to talk. We got to talk about that conversation. I love it. I know. We are in a time where it's time to take spirituality, you know, the label spirituality, to a whole new level. And Kamau and I are cooking up some stuff like some mad scientists. They're going to like this. Let me do that laugh again. We've got our thick glasses on and we're cooking up stuff. Oh, boy, you are here to make a difference. You are here to bring the light. As a matter of fact, you are the difference. You are the light. And no matter what you are going through and growing through, remember, you signed up for this. It is so important, even now while you're feeling grounded and clear, to have a spiritual community, to have a spiritual mentor, to have a counselor, a therapist, a life coach, a good friend. Somebody you know, you can just let it all hang out. Because life is not for wimps. And the great thing about it is every relationship, close and distant relationships, simply a tool to help you find yourself. The tool is a gift to help you find yourself, help you remember who you are. And even when people disagree, you can still embrace them. When you get to a point where you can still smile and love the one that disagrees with you. Or you can love yourself when you disagree with another. Because some of us live a life in disagreement with the truth of who we are. When we experience a lack of limitation, when we feel like the whole world is against us, we're disagreeing with who we really are. When we do things to please other people, when our actions are judged, it's determined by what people think and feel. We're denying, we're disagreeing with who we are. But who you really are doesn't stop loving you. It's time to release the show. Ooh. Karen Drucker is the one that's going to sing us out. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Thank you all for this moment, this divine moment. This opportunity, this moment to fall in love with ourselves. This moment to remember and recognize that we are one with the one. For that, I am grateful. Karen Drucker, Oh Mother God, KarenDrucker.com to find out more. We'll be back. Download the show, share it, spread it, talk about it, have a group, whatever you feel like doing. As a matter of fact, do nothing. All is well. Peace in and peace out.
Oh, Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks. For the bread of our lives, for the hand in the earth, and the fruit of your womb, O Mother God, blessed be. O Mother God, blessed be. O Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives. Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, thank you for this day, for the love that you wash over me. And this joy in my heart I will share with the world. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, wash over me. And this joy in my heart I will share with the world. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be.
Walking. Walking along the shore. Stepping forward. Stepping forward. In the waves. The waves. That embrace. The waves that allow. The waves that accept. And as we move towards remembrance, remembrance of all that we are, remembrance of why we are. All that we seek to remember is right here. on this journey into the sun. We realize that the tools we need, we indeed possess. We honor the fact there is no longer any need to look outside of ourselves, for we possess the tools of love. We possess the tools of trust, honor, and wisdom, all of which have, up to this point, been sought after outside of ourselves. We honor ourselves now for being divine. Abundant in all the things we seek. Recognition of this will soar our souls to the highest realm and beyond. As we move forward on our journey, we pray for guidance. We pray for protection. And most of all, we pray for always being surrounded by the greatest tool of all, love. Praise be to the light of
I'm not afraid to living life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.